NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 99. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 67. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 93. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
All new for 22, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive. They have a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive and a pair of Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000 new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA showed little change in the corn and soybean condition. As of Sunday, nationally, 64% of the corn, good to excellent. That was the same as last week. The five-year average is 65. In Kansas, 47, good to excellent. 31% fair, 22% poor to very poor. In Nebraska, 64% good to excellent. Iowa, 82% good to excellent. 37% is now silting nationwide, and 6% is in the dough stage. Soybean blooming nationally, 48%. The average is 55. 14% are setting pods. The condition of the soybean crop nationally, 61% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week. And last year, it was at 60. Kansas, 56% good to excellent. Nebraska, 66% good to excellent. Kansas cotton condition, 44% good to excellent, 47% fair. Nationally, 29% of the sorghum is now headed. Kansas at 8%, Nebraska at 10%, Oklahoma at 20%. The sorghum condition, 35% good to excellent, 38% fair nationally. Kansas, 40% good to excellent, 40% fair. And Nebraska, 50% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest now 70% complete. In Kansas, all but just a little bit left at 99%. Nebraska, 61% finished. And the pasture range condition nationally, 26% good to excellent, 27% fair, 47% poor to very poor. With the hot temperatures this next week, we will see what kind of changes happen in next week's report. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 39-year-old Manhattan woman remains jailed Monday for allegedly pulling a knife on a man and punching him in the chest. According to the Riley County Police Department, Stephanie Thornburg was taken into custody Sunday. Officials say around 5:15 p.m. on Sunday, officers were called to 1044 Highland Ridge Drive. When they arrived, officials say officers were told Thornburg pulled a knife on a 39-year-old man and punched him in the chest. A Little River woman was injured in an accident just before 8:30 p.m. Monday night in Rice County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Chrysler 200 driven by 85-year-old Glenda Jean Meyer was westbound on U.S. 56 just west of 18th Road when the car entered the eastbound lanes, traveled into the south ditch, vaulted off the culvert, and rolled one time. EMS transported Meyer to Rice County Hospital. She was properly restrained. That's according to the KHP. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
A Kansas man died in a small plane crash just before 10 a.m. yesterday in Leavenworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 AA Newport 28 single-engine fixed-wing aircraft piloted by Gary L. Knight, 68, of Lansing, was southbound south of U.S. 24, just west of 151st Street, when it made a hard right turn, causing the nose to face eastward. The pilot did attempt an emergency landing in a bean field. When the aircraft landed, it burst into flames and became fully engulfed. Knight was pronounced dead at the scene. Simmons Pet Food announced plans for a fourth high-speed canning line at its Emporia facility, as well as a new pet food distribution facility in Edgerton. The company announced it will be investing in a new distribution hub in Edgerton that will open later this year. Altogether, the Emporia and Edgerton projects represent a $115 million investment, and officials say it will create 177 jobs. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in Kearney County are investigating after a man died by electrocution on Saturday. The Kearney County Sheriff's Office said deputies and Wilcox Fire and Rescue responded to the report of a man who had possibly been electrocuted just north of Wilcox. Authorities said the man, identified as James Robinson, 39, of Wilcox, was transported to Good Samaritan Hospital in Kearney, where he later died. An autopsy will be conducted. According to authorities, no further details were released. Between tomorrow and August 14th, the North Platte Police Department, in conjunction with the United States Department of Transportation's Highway Traffic Safety Administration, will be teaming up with other law enforcement agencies to keep drivers and passengers safe, raising awareness of the risks of speeding and reminding them to obey speed limits. Additional North Platte police officers will be on the streets with the aim of holding speeding drivers accountable. If officers see you speeding, you could be pulled over and fined. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at Burwell Construction. Construction.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard that the county tax sale is planned August 26th at 10 a.m. They approved a memorandum of understanding with the city of Marysville to conduct a special tax sale for condemned and demolished property at 205 North 10th Street. The city attorney will proceed with that tax sale. Legal counsel and lawn providers met to discuss financing for a new law enforcement center. Leasehold certificates of participation or private placement lease are the options the board will likely be moving forward with. They will need to decide how much funding will be necessary. Then a notice of intent will be published for two consecutive weeks. The information needed for the notice is the total anticipated project cost and total anticipated upfront contribution being made by the county. As soon as the architect and construction manager at risk provide that information, the board will be able to move forward. Network Computer Solutions met with the board to discuss an IT incident that occurred week before last. The server basically quit performing and offices were without the tax or AP software for about 2 days. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker voiced frustrations with communication and feels we often get put between the software vendors and IT techs, which often delay resolution of issues for days or even weeks. NCS currently has a tech at the courthouse each Thursday and will look into adding an additional day for a tech to be on site. A new server will be quoted that can handle the increased workload created by new software, and will move forward with replacing the server. Marshall County Commissioners meeting this week will be at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids Monday. Washington County Commissioners met with emergency and first responders concerning ambulance services. Carolyn Scoville presented budget numbers that were negative each year and asked a budget increase. She also discussed putting the Hanover ambulance under Washington County. It's currently operated through Hanover Hospital and was shut down for a period due to lack of staffing. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Thursday as the county treasurer came before the board to speak about increasing current wages for county employees in order to make it easier to recruit new employees. Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2023 budget suggesting changes and discussed the amount to indicate to department heads for raises in 2023 in order to help with their budget requests. Commissioners discussed employee benefits that may be eliminated to help offset the cost of raises. At their regular meeting last Monday, Road and Bridge recommended that commissioners approve a bid for a bridge submitted by Norfolk Contracting for $202,000, which was then approved under the state's 80-20 plan.
Today is the final day for the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids with the livestock judging contest Tuesday morning. 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction begin at 5 with the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, beginning at 6. The fair supper is open to the public. Meals may be purchased at the event. Livestock auction begins at 7, and exhibits will be released this evening, wrapping up the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. We'll wrap up our final reports this afternoon on KNDY. Check-in of exhibits begins at the Washington County Fair today. School exhibits will be checked in at the Rock Barn with 4-H food judging underway. Poultry and rabbit check-in from 3 until 4 p.m. with open class exhibits accepted 4:30 until 6:30. Swine weigh-in is at 4 o'clock. Beef weigh-in begins at 5:30 with sheep and goats at 7. The Washington County Fair gets underway Wednesday, continuing through Saturday in Washington. Todd A. Carter, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Sunday at his home. Private family service and burial will be held at a later date in Iowa. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carter.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Marysville High School Auditorium on July 22nd, 23rd, or 24th for the performance of The Wizard of Oz. Watch as the Marysville Area Community Theater brings the most beloved tale of all time to life on stage. Follow Dorothy and her three friends on an epic adventure in the clever retelling of this classic story. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students. See The Wizard of Oz Summer Musical, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the day on Thursday before a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night and leading into Friday. and more showers will be possible throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 113. The average low 70 and the record low 50. Sunset this evening at 8:50 with sunrise in the morning at 6:16.
Do you have a favorite quote about summertime? We share a few of ours on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 19th, the 200th day of the year. Baseball's first unassisted triple play was recorded on this day in 1909. We've been collecting quotes about summertime over the years, and the middle of July seems like a good time to reflect on a few. Ray Bradbury observed that summertime was when the breathing of the world is long and warm and slow. Wallace Stevens wrote, "A summer night is like a perfection of thought." Walter Winchell said, "A sure sign of summer is when the chair gets up when you do." And we couldn't agree more with James Dent's perfect summer day. When the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing, birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. You can always learn more online about the seasons. Just go to almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Purple and Black, the Kansas State alumni team competing in TBT in the Wichita Regional starting July 22nd, finalized their roster with the addition of Michael Beasley. Beasley, who played 1 year for the Wildcats for the 2007-08 season, joins a team that already features all-time leading scorer Jacob Pullen and his former teammate at Kansas State, Henry Walker. Beasley was the second overall pick in the 2008 NBA draft by the Miami Heat, and he went on to play in the NBA through the 2019 season before competing overseas. The Purple and Black is set to begin bracket play Friday against the Lone Star Legends team. Tip-off for that game is set for 6 o'clock. Make that 14 new additions to the Dan Fitzgerald roster at KU Baseball. KU had sophomore Thaniel Tremper from Doan University, where he had a stellar year out of the bullpen. He had a 9-0 record with a dazzling 1.15 ERA in 19 appearances. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
We know it's hot outside in July. So Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard.
Cash. Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino,
Highway 77 in Newkirk,
where the winners play.
Deuce Vaughn continues to get recognition heading into his junior year. He's one of 85 players in the nation and 8 from the Big 12 to be nominated for the 86 Maxwell Award. The award is to honor the outstanding player in college football. This is the second straight year Vaughn has been on the list. Vaughn ranked in the top 10 nationally in several categories, including some of the top 5 in 2021. Vaughn was 4th in rushing touchdowns with 22 and 5th in scrimmage yards per game with 144. Vaughn is chasing more history this upcoming season as he needs 98 more receiving yards to become the 10th player in Big 12 history to post 2,000 rushing yards and 1,000 receiving yards in a career. Emporia State formally introduced David Spafford Monday afternoon as their new athletic director. Spafford is a Belleville, Kansas native and a 1990 grad of K-State. He's returning home after spending the last 7 years at Regis University in Denver, serving as assistant vice president and director of athletics. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team heads to the state tournament in Great Bend the end of this month. They posted a 17-2 win over Ottawa and an 8-0 win over Seneca in the district to advance. Again, Marysville Junior Legion baseball team in the state tournament at Great Bend beginning July 27.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Don't share the harvest with picnic beetles this summer. Regular harvesting and sanitation can help reduce problems with this garden pest. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Picnic beetles are small, up to a quarter inch long, brown or black, oval-shaped insects that have a knob on the end of each antenna. These insects feed on fruits and vegetables in the garden, such as corn, tomatoes, raspberries, strawberries, and muskmelons. They're usually secondary pests, meaning they feed on the fruit that was already damaged by another insect or disease. The picnic beetles are attracted to the fermenting fruit and vegetables. Once in the garden, they may also feed on undamaged produce. Regular harvesting and removal of damaged fruit from the plants and surrounding soil will eliminate their food source and reduce damage. You can reduce their populations with traps of overripe fruit, stale beer, or a molasses, yeast, and water mix. Empty the traps and replace the bait every 3 to 4 days. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
November 29th, 1944 was the night Cy Brenner was killed in action in southern France. At least that's what many eyewitnesses reported. However, his survival simply meant he was about to endure a long tenure in a POW camp. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was the night of November 29th, 1944. Cy Brenner and another soldier were in southern France fighting the Germans when they discovered they'd entered a clearing where 6 enemy tanks were sitting. They ran to hide.
As we were running toward that farmhouse, I looked over my right shoulder and I saw the 88 on the tank swivel and I saw a flash.
After the war, Cy learned other U.S. troops saw the incident from afar since they saw his body fly into the air.
When I regained consciousness, there was a German with an American 45 on my nose and another one kicking me, yelling, "Raus, raus!" And the man lying next to me said, "I broke your dog tags in half so they wouldn't know that you were Jewish, and I buried it in the snow."
Cy says he doesn't know who the other American soldier was, but he probably saved him from being killed. He was grouped with other prisoners of war and taken to a camp.
On that march, I arrived in Stalag 5A. It took 13 days to get there from the day I got hit. It was 13 days. We had no food and no water. We ate snow.
Conditions at the POW camp were bleak. He remembers his daily food rations.
In the morning, they had what they called a cup of ersatz coffee and a slice of black bread, which had sawdust in it. For lunch, we had no lunch. For dinner was boiled grass, and that was our meal.
More next time with Cy Brenner as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat, and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. when we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up, or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A plan to stem the rapid disappearance of America's farmland. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In yesterday's show, American Farmland Trust President John Piatti talked about his organization's goal to preserve working farmlands. AFT has a new study out that predicts continued heavy farmland losses to development. But Piatti says in an AgriPulse webinar, there's still hope.
We can build better. We can protect farmland and support the farmers who steward it. We can stem climate change and conserve water. We can help usher in a new, more diverse generation of farmers and ranchers. Or, to put it more simply, we can save the land that sustains us.
Piatti says there are ways cities can expand and grow without taking a million acres of farmland out of production every year.
We face a challenging future. When combined with global pandemics and brutal wars and the devastating effects of climate change, the impending loss of farmland puts us in a bind. But we don't have to stand by and watch our farmland disappear. We don't need to accept this as some inevitable fate because it isn't. We can choose a different path. We can choose abundance. We can nurture hope through action, working together to cultivate the change we need.
Learn more at farmland.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Marysville Junior Legion Baseball Team heads to the state tournament in Great Bend the end of this month. They posted a 17-2 win over Ottawa and an 8-0 win over Seneca in the district to advance. Again, Marysville Junior Legion Baseball Team in the state tournament at Great Bend beginning July 27.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem with Highland's online classes. Live out of state? Pay one low rate of $126 per credit hour. Enrollment is open now, so visit us at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated salutes all of the 4-H and FFA youth showing at this year's county fairs. Show your support of these hardworking youth. A reminder, they are on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday at Marysville Livestock. And a reminder, they are taking consignments for their customer appreciation sale coming up August 11th. For more details, go online to MarysvilleLivestock.com. Again, Marysville Livestock, proud supporter of the county fairs.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, officials from several western states are looking into the future of their water supplies because of the historic drought hitting almost the entire region. Is it Melissa Hurtado is a California state senator who spoke during the Western Food and Agricultural Issues Summit hosted by AgriPulse. And officials are taking several steps to invest in their upgraded water transportation and infrastructure systems. She says it may sound like something from a spy movie, but officials are ready to upgrade their cyber infrastructure to help protect the state's shrinking water supply.
Part of looking at the future of water is examining some of the weaknesses and vulnerabilities we face. We know and have a good understanding of how water shortages and drought make our state vulnerable. We haven't discussed how we're vulnerable from a cybersecurity perspective, for example. While this may sound like something out of a movie, the threat of cyber attacks on our water and food systems is very much a reality. There have been reports that show that the number of attempted attacks on the cyber networks of our utilities has increased substantially.
She goes on to say cyber attacks on water infrastructure are becoming more common than ever before.
One of those attacks occurred last year and highlighted the risk our water and water treatment plants are facing. In this attack, the hackers targeted the chemical treatment of a drinking water plant in the Bay Area, raising the chemicals to dangerous levels. Fortunately, staff at the plant noticed the increases and managed to reverse them before it was too late or caused any harm. A similar attack took place in Florida, and a third took place in New York. This time, though, the hackers infiltrated the cyber infrastructure of a dam.
She says that hackers that get control of the state's water supply could cause serious damage up and down the pipelines.
Facilities in California are still at risk, not only from attacks such as the one in the Bay, but also from phishing, ransomware, and other scams that could impact individuals or even control the release of water, something that could be devastating in a state already plagued by drought.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. That includes credit and fees.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Effects from the pandemic and Ukraine war continue to reverberate through the global economy. Food and energy prices remain high, though prices for underlying commodities have lost some upward momentum as economic fears rise. The drop in commodity prices and recent bond yield inversions are setting up red flags about a slowing economy and potential oncoming recession. The Fed is poised to raise rates until it believes inflation has been tamed. Unfortunately, the risk of over-underdoing is high, given that the lag time between action and reaction in monetary policy can be long. For now, the Fed has data it needs to move forward with a 75 basis point rate increase in July, be poised for another 50 to 75 basis point hike in September. After more than 2 years, COVID-related supply chain complications are finally easing, and various metrics indicate improvements to supply chain performances, both domestically and globally, but those improvements have been modest, and ag supply chains in particular remain broadly mixed in dysfunction. That according to a new quarterly report out from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. They say while agriculture and energy commodity supplies remain tight, the shift in speculative sentiment had brought prices down from their peaks. For agriculture, replenishing grain and oilseed supplies globally will require a couple of growing seasons. No relief in sight for natural gas supplies, ensuring power prices will remain high as well. National Corn Growers awarding Senator Chuck Grassley the organization's President's Award for his leadership and commitment to advocating for corn growers and agriculture. That President's Award is the most prestigious recognition by NCGA and was presented this week at the Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people when to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up, or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about heat stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says,
yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013. And back then, the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords asking for a 5 or 10% increase in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With CakeFirst Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and CakeFirst Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Weather events, or a lack thereof, played a key role in the variability seen across the state of Kansas in terms of wheat harvest this season. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Weather varied, and according to County Extension Agent Jared Peterselli, its effects on harvest in the Walnut Creek District was no different.
Yield is literally all over the board, much like you're going to find in most of Kansas. And when I say all over the board, I'm going to say 0 to 80. There were a select few fields that were in the high 70s, and like say one I know of that hit 80. All of the stars aligned and it got there. But at the same time, we also had some untimely hail that went through Ness and Rush counties. It wasn't very wide, but it didn't leave anything behind when it went through. and it was one of those late hail storms that wheat was just a week from being cut, but that was pretty devastating for some of those guys. Hail is always devastating, but one of the things I looked at this year is what potentially could have been a 40-45 bushel wheat harvest that now is decimated, and the difference between what that could have yielded and the insurance guarantee is steeper this year than what it would have been probably in years past.
Peter Silly explains that yield and quality varied, but the results of both were surprising to most producers in his counties.
Lots of wheat that was test weight was considerably over 60, and even those little showers that went through, we were still very stout in terms of that test weight. Quality in terms of protein, again, very much there's a range there based on fertility and nutrient that went into that wheat early on, but the dry weather and drought conditions sure helped bring that quality on, kept that quality up. So our protein is good, our test weights are good, and yields, I would say, actually probably surprised some guys with as dry as it has been, but there again, it seems to be very specific to where we've had those weather events.
Peter Silly says that snowfall and later in the season rainfall made the biggest difference this season.
Far western Kansas, the Wallace County was probably the bullseye that ended up with almost 2 feet of snow. Being around producers at different events through the state, you can sure tell where that snowfall happened and what that helped in terms of the wheat yield. Here in Rush County, we actually were on the edge of 4 different snows, but we did end up catching a pretty general rain, and that made a whale of a difference in terms of helping that wheat field, and the yields show that. In Rush County, there were a lot of wheat fields that were in the 40s and 50s. In Ness County, a lot of fields were in the 30s.
Providing insight into wheat harvest this season for the Walnut Creek District, that was County Extension Agent Jared Peter Silly. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Alfea urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.